You're listening to Clean Beauty Scene, Episode 1. What is clean beauty? How does it affect your health? And what's the easiest way to transition? Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene, the podcast for clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness. I'm your host, Kelly Bonanno, eco-wellness coach and mom to two teenage boys. If you want a green beauty routine but find clean beauty and eco-living overwhelming and confusing, I get it. I've been there. So join me each week as we clear the confusion and cover all the latest to help you go green without giving up glamour or going eco-freako. Now talk clean to me, baby. Hello, savvy beauties. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene, Episode 1, the premiere episode. I am so excited. I can't even believe it. I've been wanting to do this podcast for so long, and I am just pinching myself that it's finally happening. I'm Kelly Bonanno. I am your host. I'm an eco-friendly lifestyle and wellness coach and mom to two teenage boys. I've wanted to start this podcast for a long time. I mean it. I have loved podcasts for years. I just love listening when I'm cleaning, doing laundry, working out, walking, driving, you name it. And I have a passion for sharing information. So before we dive into today's topic, I want to take a quick minute to thank you very much for listening. And also thank my friends and my community for the support and encouragement in starting this podcast. I really appreciate it. You guys know who you are. And my kids, Joey and Jackson. They are my why. I'm very blessed to have two incredible boys, and they have helped me. You know, kids get tech so much easier than us middle-aged folks. And Jackson saved me, literally. He helped me figure out how to edit these episodes, and Joey helped me get the audio quality much better. That was very sweet and meaningful to have their help. So, what is clean beauty? It's basically cosmetics and personal care products, everything from makeup to hair care, skin care, you name it. Products that are mindfully created and produced without harmful ingredients that have been proven or thought to be harmful. And they are basically ethically sourced ingredients. And, you know, they're products that are made with our health and the environment in mind. Most of them are cruelty-free. Now, not all cruelty-free products are clean, but typically most clean products, you know, are not testing on animals. Now, this means also products for children and babies and men. This is not just cosmetics and makeup. It's anything that goes on our body. Now, conventional products are made with ingredients that are shown to cause oxidative stress, which is damage to your cells that occurs when there's an excess of free radicals in the body cells, and toxins increase inflammation. Inflammation is the primary cause of disease and aging, premature aging, both internally and externally. So how we are aging, our longevity, our health, how we're feeling, but also how we're looking. Is it an immediate reaction? You use toxic products and get sick? No, it's a cumulative effect from using toxic products and being exposed to toxins, not just with your personal care products, but your home products and just in the world in general, because they're everywhere. And it degrades your health over time. Now, of course, there's some toxins that cause acute reactions, but in general, these toxins that we're talking about in conventional products, they pose the threat over time, you know, leading to the long-term adverse health effects and illnesses and diseases and, you know, like cancers and autoimmune and even just things that you might not even contribute to toxins you're exposed to, like fatigue, weight, brain fog, low energy, you know, things that you, headaches. Toxins can cause many different problems. Why are products allowed to be sold on store shelves if they are not completely safe for our health. I mean, conventional wisdom says if it's allowed to be sold on store shelves, it should be safe for us, right? Of course, but that's not the case. And the main reason is there's no regulation. So there's no laws against having toxins in products that we are putting on our bodies. And also there's a lot of misleading information and greenwashing. You may have heard that term. It's basically lying about products, saying they're clean and safe when they're not. We're going to dive deep into greenwashing, what it is, why it's happening, and how you can avoid it in episode 3, so make sure you listen to that one. So of the over 80,000 chemicals that are registered for use in the United States, less than 20% have even been tested for safety. And this may shock you, but of these toxins that have been tested, here in the United States, we only ban, as I record this in 2020, 19 toxic chemicals. The rest are allowed to be used in commerce. Now, Europe is more ahead of the game. They ban over 1,300. Now, they still use toxins in their products. They're not, just because something is European doesn't mean it's completely clean, but it's definitely cleaner. So when I say there's no regulation, basically the cosmetic industry is self-regulated. So the safety testing is left up to the manufacturers individually, and they are allowed to decide whether or not they want to get their products tested for safety. So why would they? And they don't even have to register it with the FDA. So there was a very flawed Toxic Substance Control Act that was passed in 1976, but it's very limited. And then back in 1938, yes, 1938, that far back, there was the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. It basically, it gives the FDA no power, and it does not require that they monitor ingredients or anything. Basically, it doesn't protect us at all. So how do we protect ourselves? By knowing your ingredients and knowing what products are truly safe and clean. And frankly, even if the FDA did have any type of power, I still wouldn't trust it. They allow a lot of unhealthy things. So you'd still have to know your ingredients and know how to choose clean products. Using clean beauty and personal care products is a big part of clean beauty, obviously, but it's just one component. It's not just as simple as avoid these toxins and use these clean products. Clean beauty is a lifestyle. I take a very holistic approach, and it is also beauty from the inside out. What you're putting on your skin and your lifestyle, all your lifestyle habits, has a direct impact on how you look and how you feel and how you're aging and your longevity. And my approach is, you know, it all goes hand in hand. The holistic approach in my coaching, both when I work one-on-one with clients or when I have a group program and in my workshops and corporate programs, it's a very holistic approach, and we are looking at the whole picture. It's detoxing your lifestyle, basically taking out anything that's toxic to your well-being, which obviously is environmental toxins and the toxins that are in beauty products, but also stress, anxiety, poor nutrition, you know, being too sedentary, mindset, you know, our thoughts, we become our thoughts, spirituality, and, you know, not prioritizing self-care. Because one thing I want to impress upon you, if you take nothing else away from this episode today, okay, listen to this. If you're driving or walking or whatever, just pay attention to this next thing I'm going to say, because it's very important. You have more control over your health and longevity than you can imagine. Now, there are statistics that say 20 to 25% of your health and longevity is due to genetics. But there are also studies that say it's as little as 15%. That's good news. That means up to 85% is in your control. It's all about healthy habits. And I'm not saying it's about perfect living. You know, I abide by that 80-20 rule. You got to live a little bit. I don't think that it's realistic to believe you can live this perfect life. I'm certainly not perfect. You know, you gotta live a little bit. Have your wine, have your margaritas, have your cheeseburgers, have your pizza, whatever, once in a while, but it's on occasion. And then if you're doing most of the healthy things most of the time, you know, 80 to 90%, then you can afford to cheat a little bit here and there. And it's the same thing with even toxic products. You know, I'm not sitting here telling you that you have to clean out every single thing in your home and have not one toxic product. If most of your products are pretty healthy and clean, you're going to be doing just fine. And it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm going to give you my best tip to transition in just a few minutes here. But the other thing I want to impress upon you is that when you feel better, you look better. And when you look better, you feel better. So it's all about being healthy, beauty from the inside out. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. Now, I am not militant about going green and clean. I do think it's important, clearly, but there are varying shades of green. You know, everyone's on their different green journey, and it's a very personal choice. You know, maybe you want to go very plant-based and pure, or maybe you're okay with some safe synthetics. You just want safer in general. And that's fine. I call it green shaming when someone, you know, doesn't think something's quite as pure. And I'm not talking about something that claims to be pure and it's not. I'm talking about different products. And we will get into that as the episodes go. You know, there's some products that are, yes, very plant-based and pure. And then others, they use the safer synthetics. And, you know, maybe they have some There's some toxins that are kind of in question. I would call them a little bit controversial. Some people, you know, green purists would never touch them, but maybe studies show they're not so harmful. So we'll get into all of that. But the other thing that I think is really, really important is that you do what's comfortable for you, what you can assimilate into your lifestyle. And have that balance. And it's progress, not perfection. And the most important thing with anything in life, but certainly with health and wellness and clean beauty, is consistency. And that's the key to making any lasting changes, is just small incremental habits layered on top of each other. And that's the same thing with clean beauty. Now, I have a free resource that will really help you clean your beauty routine. It's my top 10 clean beauty and wellness tips. It's a quick checklist, but it'll give you some good tips, and I will put the link in the show notes. Now, I'm easygoing about it, and I don't, you know, when I work with a client, I work and I meet them where they're at, what they're comfortable with. Don't force things on anyone. It's everyone has their own, is on their own journey and has the right to make their own choices. Now, obviously, the more non-toxic you go, the healthier it is for you and the healthier it is for the planet. And I also say, you know, why not use cleaner products? It gives you a leg up. It helps you be healthier. It's easier than dieting. I mean, it's easier to change out a clean, you know, change over to a clean lipstick than it is to give up your favorite ice cream or something, right? And also, this podcast is for the real world. You are probably a busy woman just like me, and you want to prioritize your health and you want to be kinder to the planet. But you don't want to give up glamour and you don't want to go eco-freako, as my son calls it. He does, he teases me. He's like, oh, mom, it's one of your eco-freako things. And yeah, maybe some people would consider me to be a little eco-freako, but you know what? That's okay. You know, my mission with this podcast is to just give you secrets and tips and methods and tools that are very anti-aging. But when I say anti-aging, I mean really aging well. So you're looking and feeling your best and just that modern youthful look and feel. and things that work for those of us that are over 40, over 50, and beyond. Because, you know, it's really funny to me when I see someone who's in their 20s or even early 30s or even mid 30s, frankly, and they're saying how great this face mask is or face cream is. Oh, it's making my skin glow. Okay, you're 29. Your skin's going to glow no matter what you put on it. What works for those of us who are already showing the signs of aging? You know, we're getting the fine lines, the wrinkles, the sagging, whatever issues that you're worried about. We all have something, you know, that we fixate and we look in the mirror, right? But we're also our own worst critics, so you have to remember that. And I don't do this or say this to be superficial. That's not what it's about. It's about feeling and looking your best. Because, and putting your best face forward. Because who doesn't want to look better? I mean, you know, let's be honest. The other thing that I hear a lot from clients and in people who are in my workshops is that the not just clean beauty, but eco-friendly living in general is very overwhelming and confusing. There's the misleading information and, you know, the lack of regulation and the greenwashing and all of that. So one of my missions here with the podcast is to take away the overwhelm and confusion and help you do it with ease. And I really want you to get some good takeaways and tips in every single episode. Whether I'm interviewing someone or it's a solo episode, you are going to have some good takeaways. And I do have, you know, experts and, you know, wellness experts and clean beauty experts and founders of some of these fantastic clean beauty lines. I have interviews lined up to bring you, you know, these trendsetters and these experts to give you their information and tips as well. And interesting stories. So why am I so passionate about green living and wellness? And what led me to become an ecopreneur and an eco-wellness coach? And led me on this mission to make your cosmetic drawer and the planet a cleaner, healthier place. I call myself the accidental environmentalist. I've always been pretty wellness-minded. My parents were pretty healthy. They liked their wine every night, but in general, they worked out and ate healthy and modeled a healthier lifestyle. But the eco-friendly part of it came a little bit later. I grew up in California. I'm a native California girl, born and raised in Los Angeles. So yeah, we're a little crunchy out here. But I guess if you really just look at me on paper, I'm like, okay, born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm a pescatarian and I blog and I'm gluten-free and dairy-free and I was born and raised in Los Angeles. Oh my God, no way. So you might think, oh my gosh, but trust me, I am not crunchy in that way. In being in California, that's not what led me to this. It was almost on accident. I think that even if I was sitting somewhere in the Midwest and that email that I'm about to tell you about came across my desk, I still would have been on this journey. Now, I did have a foreshadowing experience back in the 90s when I was a single girl working at CBS Television Network. I was very excited to get that job over at TV City, a landmark here in LA. And I was in the shower one morning and I remember thinking, what's in this shampoo bottle? And I looked at the label, this long label of tons and tons of ingredients that I had no idea what any of them were. And I thought, how can we be sure all of these ingredients are really safe for us? How do we know it's not going to make our hair fall out or turn green or something? But then I quickly dismissed it because, again, if it's allowed to be sold on store shelves, I thought, that's silly to not think it was safe. Little did I know, I was onto something back then. Now, I do remember trying crystal deodorant back in the 90s. So somehow I did learn about the dangers of antiperspirant. But yeah, did you ever try crystal deodorant? It does not work very well, at least not for me. It would be many years before I'd find a good clean deodorant that works. Fortunately, now there's many in the market. Then I remember watching Erin Brockovich, the movie, the Julia Roberts movie back in 2000, And I was so incensed by the story. There ended up being a huge lawsuit because Pacific Gas and Electric here in California was contaminating the groundwater in Hinckley. It's absolutely horrible. And, you know, the town's residents, they were having severe health problems, like ranging from cancer and digestive disorders, you name it. I loved that Aaron Brockovich took a stand and did something about it and you know, made it happen. And I thought to myself, you know, I would do that. That just really resonated with me. So fast forward to 2005. I was pregnant with my second son, Jackson, who's now 14. And okay, there are no coincidences in life, right? I was sitting down at my computer, checking emails, and this random email popped in my inbox from Dan Jacobson. He's a state director at Environment California. And the email, there was a couple of emails about toxins in plastics, like the phthalates and BPA. And I really paid attention. I thought, what in the world? And of course, my toddler at the time, Joey, my now 18-year-old, he was just 3 years old, and all the toys he's playing with, the plates he's eating off of in the sippy cups, all full of BPA and phthalates. And then, of course, I later found out that also his baby wash and all his products, all my products, were basically toxic soup. But when I read those emails, that really changed things for me. It did not happen overnight, however. I just kind of slowly started learning more and more about it. And then a few years later, in 2011, I started a blog. It was mainly a lifestyle blog, but it quickly moved more into wellness and eco-friendly living because the more I learned, the more I wrote about it. And I became really passionate about writing about it and enlightening people about it. And then I wanted to do more than just write about it. I wanted to start coaching people and really teaching people how to live a healthier lifestyle. And a big part of that is reducing toxic load, staying away from these toxic products. And then I thought, well, okay, this is all going hand in hand. It's not just about toxic products and non-toxic products. It's also our nutrition and our whole entire well-being. And that's what led me to becoming a wellness coach. So with respect to clean beauty and transitioning to cleaner products, one tip that I find really helps people in my workshops and my clients is to take it one step at a time. Transition one product at a time so you don't overwhelm yourself. You know, when you're running out of something, do a little research and transition to a cleaner product. And then pretty soon, over time, you'll have transitioned all your products. A major overhaul is fine. I certainly help certain clients do that. Some people want to just completely do a clean slate and they literally throw out all their toxic products. And I have a lot of recommendations on my site. I will put it in the show notes, kellybonanno.com. But I'll put the link. I have a whole menu area where there are dozens of products and brands that I've researched and vetted over the years that have, you know, good recommendations on all types of clean beauty for, you know, your whole body and your whole family, kids and babies too. Thank you again so much for listening to my first episode and for joining me on this journey. And I hope that you'll continue listening and subscribe. And if you are so inclined to leave a review and a rating, I would be very appreciative of that. All right, so be sure to listen to the next episode and join me each week. Thank you so much for listening to the Clean Beauty Scene podcast. Be sure to subscribe and tune in again next week. For more news, tips, and recommendations on clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness, join my free Facebook group, Savvy Girls Organic World, and visit kellybonanno.com for more resources. If you have questions or episode topic ideas, tag me on Instagram with hashtag Clean Beauty Scene Podcast. And talk clean to me, baby.